We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And if I haven't said it in a couple segments, thank you very much, Frank Sincotta and the whole team over at MTP Software, the leader in CRM solutions for the sports and entertainment industry. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with John Dustin, the indomitable, and John Dustin.
Jeff, great to be here again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. And our next guest, Dan Carr from Val Choice, correct?
Correct.
What is a Val Choice?
Best description of Val Choice comes from Forbes magazine. They call us Carfax for insurance. So, like
for insurance?
For insurance.
There you go.
Oh, we're going to have, we know who's going to be controlling this segment talking to you.
Uh-oh.
John's an insurance guy.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Commercial lines predominantly, but we do personal as well and some advanced life planning.
Okay, good.
So you're in predictive analytics, is that?
Well, so I wouldn't quite say predictive analytics. We look at history. So we look at history, lots of history, based on with high quality data. And we tell consumers, back to the Carfax analogy, how good's that used car before you buy it? How good is your insurance before you need it? And we focus on auto and home insurance. So it's for personal lines.
And you're focusing on the carrier segment, the broker?
Carrier. Yep, so it's the carrier. So it's we measure in three categories. How do they price? So what is their, you know, looking over a period of time, do they tend to be aggressive or not aggressive? So give people a long-term perspective on pricing as opposed to just today. We also look at how they do it handling claims. So are they prompt? Are they paying in full? Things like that. And we look at the level of service they provide. So really the three categories that we call price, protection, and service.
So price, from my perspective, and I don't mean to...
No, I thought you were going to take over, so just go for it.
So, you know, we're in the world of predictive analytics now with most of the personal lines products are underwritten through a computer program using 50, 80 variables from carrier to carrier. It varies to give the price. Easy to determine for you. How are you ranking the claim and the service aspect? Because that's a little softer. That may not be as easy. I mean, you can identify how long it takes to adjust a loss, but explain that a little bit.
Sure. So the explanation there starts with the data that we use, which is all high-quality data. We collect our data from insurance commissioners and from regulatory filings.
Okay.
And so I won't get into all the details of how we do it, but at a high level, we look a lot for those two categories at how many complaints are getting filed with insurance commissioners for particular carriers. Okay. And then based on that, as well as other information that we have, we can paint a pretty clear picture of how they run their business.
And insurance is statutory, so how many states is Val Choice applicable to right now?
Everywhere, all 50 states plus Washington, D.C.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty impressive.
So when did you start the business?
4 years ago.
And what were you doing before that, and then what got to you that made you want to start it?
Well, we should go all the way back to the second part of that question, what made me want to start it. In 2007, I was hit by a car. And at the time, I had no idea that insurance, you know, this was going to move me towards the insurance world, but I had a very difficult time. It was a serious accident. I was clearly injured. You know, spent Father's Day that year in intensive care, and after years of trying to recover my medical bills so that I could pay, recover claims for medical bills so I could pay them, I decided that what we needed was transparency in the insurance industry. That people really needed to know what they're buying, as opposed to what the radio ad or the television ad tells them they're buying. And so I started this effort 4 years ago now. I set out to bring transparency to insurance in the areas that consumers needed. It's really focused on a consumer service, and it's been a lot of development to come up with the algorithms to do the analysis as well as the data. And we have a very complete, very thorough service now that we've run by a lot of people in the industry that have said, you've cracked the code. You really understand how the industry works.
And from you, without getting into specific companies, did you have an independent agent at the time of the loss? Or was it a direct writer? Was there help? Were you getting help from anyone?
You knew he was going to go in that direction.
Yeah,
he's digging into this.
You can't simplify it that much. I had three insurance companies that all gave me a hard time. First was my health insurance. Mm-hmm. They just walked away from the accident.
Said, well, that's because of coordination of benefits. They would push it to auto.
Subrogation, but that shouldn't happen. Normally they would pay, and then subrogation would take over, and it all get worked out behind the scenes. That didn't happen. So that I started getting the collection letters when I found out there was a problem because they'd said, we're not going to pay.
Yeah.
And so then it was to the driver that hit me, who was 100% at fault, and they just didn't want to pay. They eventually had to, because otherwise the limitations wouldn't have been there. I could have sued for any amount I wanted if they hadn't paid within that statute of limitations. So they did pay, but the policy wasn't even close to the amount of the medical bills. Mm-hmm. So all this delay for a small amount of money relative to the medical bills. So then it became uninsured motorist with my own insurance company. Mm-hmm. And all three were challenging. And I thought, okay, three for three that didn't want to pay these bills, there's something here that regular consumers walking the streets don't realize is an exposure for them. This is our entire financial life is at mm-hmm. risk here, right? So I ended up having to pay the bills and then work for years to collect it. Yeah. And that's just not right. You know, most families, that would ruin them financially for life.
And you got no help from your agent or broker? Or?
No.
That's interesting.
But they were all slightly different models.
I've heard this story over and over again. I mean, it's all about, you know, not having a new accident as a result of trying to collect on the last accident. Collection period is bad. I know when I was a teenager, my house was burnt down, and the whole thing was really how fast were we going to get the money so we could rebuild our home and get back in our home. But I know a lot of people, the aggravation really begins when you're trying to collect on a policy.
It's the second nightmare.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Right. And a lot of times you buy things and you don't know what you're getting into. But, you know, I know for John, this isn't his issue. What he doesn't probably realize is it's an issue for most consumers with other PNC people. That they're just selling anything. They're not selling the follow-through.
Industry-wide, everything's gone to claim numbers, 800 claim numbers, and no personal representative, and just put it in a database and shift it over here. You know, there's a lot of electronic transformation of information, no humans.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. And your model's interesting because typically people will say, how does this insurance company, how are they ranked or evaluated? And you have rating boards like Standard & Poor's, Best Guide, and they evaluate them on their financial solvency.
Right, that's
but
right.
But they don't look at the claim-paying service and the service under that.
The way I state that is very close to that. They analyze the ability to pay. We analyze the willingness to pay.
Right.
And it's all
about a distinct difference.
It's a very distinct difference. Put together,
it's not a bad thing for you to have, John, to help you with what you're selling.
Yeah, yeah.
I would think that would be a great sales tool for him.
It is.
Yeah.
Assuming the carriers we represent are evaluated fairly, yes.
Let's assume that. It would be a great sales tool
for
you.
It is a good tool for people because I think people, until you have an accident, insurance is a necessary evil, and I'm a broker. It's a necessary evil. Until you experience a claim, you don't know the complexity of it.
That's right.
Yes. I like your definition, the Carfax for insurance. I mean, I think, you know, when I buy a car, I never felt this way. I always felt like it was Monty Hall. I didn't know what I was getting behind the curtain until I brought the car home.
That's exactly right.
And now I feel like I can do so much work that I know as much or more about the car than the guy selling me the car and what I'm selling to him before I walk in the door. So I feel like running. That's why they have flat payments now with car dealers. You just can't. They can't deal with the negotiations anymore.
Right.
The consumer knows too much.
Yeah.
But I think for insurance, it's great because, you know, I think a lot of our aggravation in business and personally is with dealing with insurance. It's been out of control. The costs are out of control. The policies are changing all the time. The deliverables on the policies are changing. And we want to know who's standing behind it and who are the good ones. And you're really telling us that.
Absolutely.
And how do you make your money?
So we have a freemium model for consumers. So any consumer can come to our site and they can get a free report on their auto and home insurance. And then we'll guide them from there about, you know, how good is it. If it's bad, we have other reports that we recommend that they get that they buy. If it's mediocre, we have ways they can track it to say, is it changing over time? Because ultimately, the way an insurance company performs comes down to the management objectives of that company, which never get publicized, right? Nobody knows what's really going on in the boardroom about how they're going to run the business. And that's what we're detecting. So we're letting people know they're trending in the wrong direction, they're trending in the right direction. And now it becomes a simple decision. It's like, this isn't good enough for
me. So how do you make your money?
So it's through the upsell. So the freemium So that freemium model, we start free. We think, in my view, I'm going to diverge a little bit again here, this is a $1 trillion industry.
Right.
That for consumers buying insurance, they have no idea how they're spending that $1 trillion. So we're going to help them find it out. We don't want them to spend money unless they need to.
So it's the insurance companies that pay it?
So it's the consumer comes back. The consumer comes back and buys a report if they don't like what they saw in the free report.
Oh, okay.
So that's that freemium model.
It's a lot of data to analyze. Is it a real-time system or is there
it's not real-time because it doesn't change that fast. So when we go with regulatory filings, those are quarterly.
You know, I'm going to go back to Carfax. You know, if you go back 20 years ago, didn't hear about a lot. Today, people go into car dealers. They say, I want the Carfax on the car.
Yes.
And I think where you're saying this is going is that people are going to go into the John Dustins of the world, and they're going to say, I want my Val choice before I sign the policy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That will happen.
Dan, and I know John's going to talk to you about it because he's always on the front end of everything. That's just John. Dan, if somebody wants to find Val choice, how would they do that?
www.valchoice, which is V as in Victor, ALCHOICE.com, valchoice.com.
Great. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.